This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for October 13th. I'm Paul Plack. It's not official yet, but it looks like Team 3, Barbara Fricke and Peter Cuneo, have won the America's Challenge gas balloon race for 2010. They landed north of Detroit in Windsor, Ontario, after 57 and a half hours. President Obama has signed the NASA Authorization Act of 2010. The bill sets funding and program priorities for the agency and opens the door to space to the private sector. Embraer is bringing 5 aircraft displays to NBAA in Atlanta next week. The National Park Service lost 2 of its rangers in the crash of a privately owned Cessna 172 in southern Utah. Brent McGinn and Lori Axelson were off duty and returning to Arizona from a pleasure trip. NTSB says data show transportation fatalities dropped 9.2% in fiscal 2009. ICAO member nations have agreed to work toward a 2% improvement per year in airline fuel efficiency every year through 2050. A zero-G event over the weekend raised $210,000 to benefit the XPRIZE Foundation. Phoenix East Aviation in Daytona Beach, Florida, says it has become the first independent flight training academy to install ADS-B on its entire fleet of training aircraft. The FAA's crackdown on through-the-fence agreements is getting downright silly. The Madeira Aeromodelers Radio Control Society has been told it can no longer use the Madeira Airport in California as a base to fly RC model aircraft. And Lily Schaefer celebrated her 93rd birthday with a tandem skydive. The main chute failed, and she and her instructor landed safely on the backup. Now she wants to go again. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero Briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, new EAA President Rod Hightower talks about what he feels we need to do to get the pilot population growing again. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.